WoWo salutes all the WoWo people of South Whitley, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
This is WOWO Fort Wayne, Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting. The time is 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. It's 37 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, sunny, windy, much warmer, with a high in the upper 40s. I'm Juanita Hayes with the 2 o'clock WoWo News. The White House says the deposed Shah of Iran left Texas today and has arrived in Panama to take up residence there. News Secretary Jody Powell said the Panamanian government expressed hope that the Shah's move would promote a peaceful end to the Iranian hostage situation in Tehran. The White House also revealed today that Hamilton Jordan was behind the latest development.
Press Secretary Jody Powell revealed that White House Chief of Staff Hamilton Jordan traveled to Panama twice this week to make arrangements for the Shah's departure. Powell also said that President Carter telephoned the Shah before the Shah's 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time departure from Lackland Air Force Base aboard an American jet. Powell would give no details on that telephone call. He said Jordan traveled from Washington to Panama to Texas to see the Shah, back to Panama, and returned to Washington last night. White House officials say privately that the Shah's departure is intended to remove any hope on the part of those who are holding the hostages that the United States would return the Shah to Iran in exchange for the hostages' release. Joe Connolly, the White House.
The Iranian militants holding 50 Americans hostage in Tehran have found out about the deposed Shah leaving the U.S. for Panama. They say it will not change their position. A woman militant who came to the gate of the occupied U.S. embassy said the development would make no difference whatsoever in the present political circumstances. The International Court of Justice in The Hague, the Netherlands, has called for the immediate release of the hostages. The court also ordered that the U.S. Embassy in Tehran be returned to U.S. control once again. The vote by the court was unanimous on both counts. Iran's government boycotted the court proceedings instituted by the U.S., claiming the court lacked jurisdiction. The court has no enforcement powers, but its decision may add to the international pressure on Iran. In Taylor, Michigan, firefighters are still battling a large fire that forced 5,000 people to leave their homes. A gasoline tank exploded and burst into flames at a refinery in the Detroit suburb. Six people have already been arrested for looting. There's no word on any injuries from either of two blasts that occurred within hours of one another. Fourth District Congressman Dan Quayle is set to introduce his bill to save the jobs of Chrysler workers throughout Indiana. The bill is a substitute for bills before the House right now. His measure is a compromise between the Moorhead-Kinney substitute and the Senate Banking Committee's version.
It takes away the wage freeze, but sets a higher aggregate of sacrifice for union and non-union personnel than does the Moorhead-McKinney proposal. So it is a compromise. It's in between what the substitute will be on the House and what the Senate Banking Committee has come up with. And I think perhaps an area where final agreement will be reached.
Quayle will try to get the legislation passed before Christmas recess, which begins Friday. If not, then he sees Congress reconvening earlier in January than usual to work on the Chrysler loan guarantee situation. A Ball State University co-ed was struck and killed last night while standing on a sidewalk. 20-year-old Lori King of Frankfort was killed when a car jumped the curb of a sidewalk and struck her. The driver of the car, a 23-year-old Ball State graduate student, has been arrested. Lester Werner of South Bend has been charged with abuse of narcotics. A fire last night in the 1600 block of Chapman Road here in Allen County claimed the life of 51-year-old Rosella Johnson. The Allen County FAST team is investigating the fire. WoWo News Time, it's 2:04.
WoWo's Chris Roberts. The Philharmonic Orchestra presents a free Christmas concert on December 22nd at the Embassy Theater. Pick up your free tickets at the Philharmonic office or all Maloney's markets.
Checking WoWo Land weather this afternoon, sunny, windy, and much warmer with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and windy, a chance for a few rain showers changing to snow showers late in the night, lows in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, much colder and windy with a high near 30 degrees, snow showers throughout the day. Tomorrow night, gradual clearing and very cold with lows from 5 to 10 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny but still cold with a high near 30. Currently in Fort Wayne, the relative humidity 59%. The winds are coming from the southwest to 12 miles an hour. The barometric pressure falling from 30.15 inches of mercury. Sunny skies and 37 degrees. Juanita Hayes, WoWo News, and now at 2:04, it's time to welcome Rob Westerby. So welcome.
Hello.
Hello. I recognize those jingle bells.
Yeah. I was, when we were broadcasting live over at Tiffany, somebody behind me was about to buy some sleigh bells, was driving me crazy. hearing these sleigh bells in the background every time he turned around to look at the Christmas tree. You get that.
I went shopping once with somebody who drugged sleigh bells all around.
Yes, I know. But it just kind of adds to the Christmassy atmosphere.
Are you going
to
do that all afternoon?
Well, not all the time.
Oh.
I don't want to drive the poor shirt salesman over here at LS Air. It's crazy. But I just thought I'd bring that along, and every now and then I'll give it a little shake and say Merry Christmas to everybody.
You sound like you ought to have a whole group of little reindeer out there.
Well, I almost do. Today I'm going to feature cuts, selected cuts from the Muppets Christmas album with John Denver. It should be a lot of fun today, so I hope you'll stick around, Juanita.
I think I will.
Our listeners will stick around, at least for this afternoon. Pam Dennis is going to be along at 6:10 tonight. Take us up to Common Hockey tonight at 7:50. I'm Rob Westerby here. Yeah, jingle, jingle. Merry Christmas. Live from LS Airs North for Wobble Penny Pitch
1979. Spending all my nights, all my morning, going out on the town, doing anything to get you off of my mind. Right back where I started again. Trying to forget you is just a waste of time. Up a smile that hides the tears, but as the sun goes down, get that empty feeling again.
Rob Westerby on the Rob Westerby Show. Again? A four-hour show on a Saturday again? There must be something wrong. It's 10 minutes past 2 o'clock. Here we are at LS Airs North for Wobble Penny Pitch. And Diana Elder from the First American 4-H Theater on the Wobble Penny Pitch Barrel, giving you mangled sprinkles if you come by and give us a contribution. Janice Bertner from WIPU, IUPU, confusing me this afternoon.
Can you imagine?
I don't hear him laughing, but he says, it's so funny, we don't talk anymore. From Wolfwall Radio, 13 minutes past 2 o'clock, Rob Westerby's show for your Saturday afternoon. What is today, anyway? The 15th? Their 15th of December. Can you believe it? Can you believe the kind of weather you've got outside? Isn't that nice? Nice and sunny? This is December. Come on. What's going on? I suppose it fits at least the TV image of Christmas these days. I don't know if you've... I didn't see them, but I remember seeing the promotional announcements on the network television for Dean Martin's Christmas and Perry Como's Christmas. And I noticed that Dean Martin always has a Christmas now in California, Southern California, you know, with a lot of beaches and everything. And then Perry Como has his annual Christmas show, only this time it was Christmas in New Mexico. He's hanging around there with the Navajo and the Hopi and the Apache. Still no snow. No white Christmases anywhere. I don't know. And we aren't having one so far. Where is it? Well, I'm not going to encourage it, I'll tell you that much. I've got all kinds of things about Christmas for you this afternoon. Selected cuts from the new Muppet Show, Muppet Christmas album, which is a lot of fun, and also some very beautiful music on it, too. And a story about rustling Christmas trees. Or is it hustling Christmas trees? Oh, there's nothing like hustling a Christmas tree. They don't know how to play pool with a darn. And also, dumb things to know about Christmas and some Christmas music for you. For instance, dumb thing to know about Christmas. When you sing out Merry Christmas to somebody, you're not saying a joyful holiday to all. You're not. Rather, you're offering a blessing of peace. That's true. When people first used the expression Merry Christmas, the merry part didn't mean happy or funny or jolly or hilarious as it does today. In those days, it meant blessed or peaceful, expressing spiritual joy rather than earthly pleasures. For example, the well-known Christmas carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Now, I just read it wrong right there because there's a comma in between merry and gentlemen, so it should read, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. The comma comes after the merry. So, it's not an adjective describing a gang of happy fellas. It means, God bless you peacefully, sirs. Think about that. Think about that in the next 10 days. Christmas 10 days. In Fort Wayne. It's a nice place to be, you know.
Hi. This is Lois Dinkle from the WoWo Program Department. All of us here at WoWo wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's.
That the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A voice as big as the sea. one mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let the king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Love that song by Bingo. Derbingo, Bing Crosby from Mobile Radio. That's right. Yes, Andrew, I have my little sleigh bells here today. Cost me $5 for those. I'm going to take that off at tax time just because I specifically bought it for the show. Speaking of shows, Ron Gregory gets to take next Wednesday off. Is that disgusting? You know why? Because we're having the big Westinghouse Christmas party. And Ron Gregory, for the first time in the 7 or 8 or 115 years he's been with WoWo, he gets to go to the Christmas party. Now you're saying, well, who's going to be on the air from 6 to 11 Wednesday night? Can't even imagine, can you? Me! Well, I protest. I don't get to go to the Christmas party this year, so I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold a protest Christmas party. That's okay. Right. And I want everybody to listen. And I'm going to be taking calls on the air. I want people to think up ways of saying Merry Christmas. And I think that would be nice to take WoWo people and put them on the air and wish them Merry Christmas to all of WoWoLand. So that's this Wednesday night from 6 to 11, the Rob Westerby Protest Christmas Party. They're making me work in place of the Westinghouse Christmas Party, okay? Okay, I understand Bob Sievers is out on remote, and we've got him right here.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Sievers broadcasting live from Southtown Mall here at the grand opening of the new GTE Phone Mart in Southtown Mall. Now, this afternoon, I'll be broadcasting here between now and 5 p.m. There'll be refreshments, gifts, balloons, and remember, it's a new location, but if you live central, north, northeast, or west, you can visit any of the fabulous marts at 303 East Mary, Glenbrook, Georgetown, and Westland Mall, and celebrate, too. This Saturday, all five GTE phone marts will be open from 1 until 5. Surrounding me here are lots of people looking at all the phones. There's a phone for every style in your home, every color, every decorator need. And now some models are leased and others can be purchased outright. And we'll be telling them to you about them during the course of the afternoon. But come out, get the free refreshments, and see these beautiful phones here at the new GTE Phone Mart in Southtown Mall.
Thank you, Bob. This is WoWo Penny Pitch, of course, live from Ellis Airs North. Tonight, WoWo Penny Pitch Night with Comet Hockey. That's right. The WoWo staff will be there with the red Penny Pitch barrel, handing out envelopes to put your contribution in. You can go in there, decide how much you want to give, and then come out and drive back out during after the second period, whatever, and put it right there in the barrel. Bob Sievers will be there. Dugan Fry. What makes Dugan Fry? What makes Lauren Green? What made Mary Tyler Moore? Well, anyway, they'll all be there except Mary Tyler Moore or Lauren Green. I'll get myself in deeper and deeper on this one. They're going to be saying hello to all of you fans and also all the rest of the crew, too, except yours truly. I have another engagement. So come on out and watch the Comets go against the Flint Generals tonight and contribute to WoWo Penny Pitch. Game time is 8 p.m. Or you can hear the game right here on WoWo starting at 7:50 with Bob Chase in the pregame show.
Coats, coats, and more coats. Men's, women's, and children's coats. All 20% off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Fleet Supply. For 3 days only, save 20% off dress coats, work coats, insulated coats, jackets, parkas, corduroy coats, denim coats, and more. Plus, you save 20% off all vests and children's snowmobile suits, too. It's our biggest coat sale of the year.
20% off our everyday low prices. It pays to shop at Fleet Supply at the stoplight across from Industrial Park on the bypass.
Get those spangled sprinkles out there, gang.
We just ran out of spangled sprinkles. We got another box coming up, though. Janice Furtner's spangled sprinkle lady is here, providing the First American 4-H Theater gang with the spangled sprinkles for you when you come by here and give to Wolf Penny Pitch, all right? We got to move along here, play a little bit of music here from Wolf Radio, Rob West to be show for Saturday afternoon, the 15th of December. It's Christmas season. Yes, sir. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Hope you have a fine one.
You see, before, you see, before, you see, before.
John was on there, and he had the alligators singing along, and the crocodiles singing along with him. They were all going, meh, 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 meh. Oh, never mind. Whoa, radio is what you've got at 229. Rob Westerby Show for your 15th of December. Going to be a nice one today for the rest of the day. High in the upper 40s if we can make it, and nice and sunny. A little bit windy, but when I came in here, it wasn't too windy, and that's good, because you heard the phrase, walk a mile in my shoes. Well, if you had put my shoes on out of my car, you would have walked a mile to get here. It's crazy out there. And tonight, it's going to be cloudy and windy, a chance for some rain, boo-hiss, maybe some snow. Changing to snow, is that what this hieroglyphic means, the little arrow? Rain changing to snow. I pick up on these things. And lows, someday I'll pick up on how to talk on the radio. And lows will be in the low to mid-20s. And tomorrow should be much country and western. No, that's cloudy and windy, right? Yeah, cloudy and windy. And I loved it. You wouldn't. I wish I was on television sometimes. You should see the hieroglyphics she's got for the weather forecast. She has a little arrow pointed up. That means highs near 30. Hey, I'm really catching on here. Some snow showers maybe throughout the day, and at night, gradual clearing, very cold, and lows. Plus 5 to plus 10, is that right? Can't we change that just a little? That's a little cold, I'm sorry. Monday should be mostly sunny, still cold, with a high near 30. That's very clever. I'm glad you didn't take this in shorthand. I would have really been in trouble. Currently, sunny skies, can you believe it, 37 degrees on the 15th of December? I love it. I love it. Well, anyway. Oh, I wanted to check the crime file. Two stories. The manager of a grocery store in North Little Rock, Arkansas, stopped an elderly woman he suspected of shoplifting. The man accused the woman of trying to smuggle out some Christmas tree lights in her trousers. Not only did the woman deny the charge, but to prove it, the irate woman began to take her clothes off to show him she wasn't hiding anything. The manager got all flustered and let the woman go. Part 2. In Wichita, Kansas, a woman was accused of shoplifting in a store. She became so flustered that she dropped everything and ran. Well, not only did she drop the $300 worth of dresses she was lifting, but she dropped the baby she was carrying at the same time.
First, friends, it's the phone company. It's General Telephone. The GTE Phone Mart is a comparatively new idea, available to serve you with the most up-to-date communications equipment and service. You know, most marts are conveniently located in shopping areas with adequate parking. Some have extended hours. Well, here, they're usually open when you want them to be. But what services can you enjoy at a GTE phone mart? Visit your nearest mart. 2. Order new telephone service. Transfer telephone service from one address to another. Remove telephones or change service. Add telephones or just exchange your telephones for different styles and colors. Repair telephones. They say if we have predetermined the problem is with the telephones themselves. pay your telephone bill. In fact, almost any reason you can think of, you can do it right here at a GTE Phone Mart. I'm broadcasting from the new one in Southtown Mall. Come out, I'd like to see you today.
Wherever you are,
why don't you stop by here at Ellis Airs North in our little multi-dollar mobile studio and say hello to Telly Knuckles and Frank Mantell of the First American 4-H Theater, helping us out with the Spangled Sprinkles, taking your contributions.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing near. My train.
It is 2:36, closer to 2:37. I have something very special for you. Christmas music. Jingle, jingle. This is off the Muppet Christmas album with John Denver. And I play this one first because it introduces just about everybody in the cast of a Muppet show, except maybe, I can't think of anybody they don't have, except maybe the chickens and the cows. And they may be singing in the background. I don't know. So we're going to give you the 12 Days of Christmas from the Muppet Christmas album. John Denver starts things off.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Then Fozzie comes in.
On the second day of Christmas, and a partridge in a pear tree.
And there's Gonzo.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three finches, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Miggy!
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five
oh, she had to do that.
Four calling birds, three finches, two turtle doves, and a partridge. The best version of the 12 Days of Christmas I have ever heard. John Denver, Fozzie, Gonzo, Kermit's nephew, Robin, the Miss Piggy, and Scooter. Ralph, stop singing, Ralph. Ralph.
Let your heart be light.
Ralph.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us. once more.
That's nice.
Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
There. But anyway, John Denver and Ralph and Fozzie and Gonzo and Robin and Miss Biggie and Scooter and the Fish Thrower, I don't know, I can't remember the Fish Thrower's name. And Ralph and Dr. Benson Honeydew and
Beaker, me.
And Waldorf and Statler and Beauregard and Kermit. So there. We'll be hearing from them later on. If everything is kept out of control, like I like it. From Wall Radio is what you have at 243, Rob West to be show. Sunny and windy out there and going to be, well, maybe up to about 40 degrees today. It's 37 right now. And Bob Sievers is on the line once again.
Thanks a lot. We're back here, friends, at the grand opening of the new GTE Phone Mart in Southtown Mall. You know, also the phone marts at 303 Sperry, Glenbrook, Georgetown, and Westland Mall. But, of course, I'm broadcasting for the grand opening of the new one here at Southtown Mall between the center of the mall and the north end on the east side. Now, friends, come on in and see all of the different models of phones. I've never seen so many phones in all my life, and all of the different colors. During my next commercial message this afternoon, I'm going to tell you about some of the phones that are leased and others are purchased outright, like Snoopy. The doggy I'm talking into right now, Snoopy, may be purchased for your children's bedroom. And a beautiful phone he is. But come on in and see them all. The French type, the Style Lion, the wall or desk mount, the answer record unit, they're all here at the grand opening of the new GTE Phone Mart in Southtown Mall.
Thank you, Bob. Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers tomorrow morning, along with Bob Sievers and Duke and Fry on the Little Red Barn. 7:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning, right here at Wobo. A great place to be in the morning.
Stop at the Motomat store. Hi, Nancy.
Merry Christmas.
As a personal favor, we were wondering if you would take a picture of us in our brand new Elfmobile.
We can't show ourselves. Our arms are too short.
Just pass up the camera.
Here you go.
Just film in it.
Uh-oh. We better go get our film. We'll be right back.
So it's okay. Photomat is having a film sale.
Just when you can use it the most, every roll of Photomat color print film has been reduced substantially. Photomat 12 exposure pocket camera film sale priced at just 79 cents each. 24 exposure 35 millimeter rolls are only $1.39.
Hi, Nancy, we're back with our film.
Where was it?
In the refrigerator. Well, it's a good place to keep film at.
There you go.
But boy, did it pickle.
A pickle?
What did I eat with my hamburger?
Huh? And with each roll you buy, you'll get a money-saving coupon that says when you bring it back for developing, Photomat will deduct the price you paid for it. That's like getting your roll of film free.
Since we're such good friends, could you give us a sale price on the film?
I'll give everybody a sale price on the film. Right, John?
Hi,
John.
Was he here to see us suffer through this embarrassment?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to die.
The Worlds of Science with Dr. Gene Kritsky of Tri-State University in Angola.
What formed the image on the Shroud of Turin? And is it the burial cloth of Jesus? The Shroud of Turin is a 14 by 7 foot cloth housed in the Church of Turin, Italy. It has been the subject of religious interest for the last 600 years because it has on its surface the image of what appears to be a man that was 5 foot 10, probably weighing 175 pounds, had a forked beard, a mustache, and wore his hair long, tied in back in a ponytail. The shroud first appeared around 1353 in a small town in France and was reported to be the cloth that was wrapped around Jesus after he was crucified. An investigation in 1389 by the bishop in Lyrie, France, revealed that the shroud had been faked by a local artist and the cloth was quietly hidden. It reappeared in 1449 and eventually made its way to Italy by being transferred to the church in Turin in 1578. In 1898, the shroud was first photographed, and scientific interest in it began to form. However, it wasn't until last year that church officials allowed a team of American research scientists to make a detailed study of the shroud. The team has just finished its preliminary work, and on another report, I will discuss its findings.
The Worlds of Science with Dr. Gene Kritsky is a public affairs presentation of Tri-State University in Angola and WoWo Radio.
Thank you.
you very much. Onward into the abyss we go on the Rob Westerby Show for your Saturday.
November 15th, 79, live from Ellis Airs North for Wo Wolf and Norwich.
I hear the name Blondie, though. I don't think of a group or Deborah Harry. I think of Blondie. Remember the Blondie movies with Dagwood?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't play them around here in Fort Wayne. They come in a package, and I guess it costs too much, or they just don't think about it yet. Love to see that again. Dagwood screaming, Blondie! Is that close?
A little too close. I just blew out a microphone.
We got the sports line coming right up after I give you a few notes from the calendar. East Central Neighborhood Association will have their annual Christmas potluck dinner beginning at 6 o'clock this evening. There will be a meeting at 7:30 for the election of officers. That's 1205 East Lewis in Fort Wayne. If you're in Waldron, Michigan, all-you-can-eat smorgasbord happening in the cafeteria at Waldron High School, and that is from 5 till 8 p.m. this evening. And if you're in Sturgis, Michigan, there's the Good News Review in concert at the Mustard Seed Coffee House. That's East Fawn River Road in Sturgis, Michigan. That's 8 o'clock tonight. Now for the World of Sports, the Sports Line. Check out the World of Sports on the Sports Line. Let's be redundant and repeat ourselves at the same time.
The New York Jets, coming from behind in the second half, have scored again, this time in the fourth quarter, to lead the Miami Dolphins by a score of 27-17. The latest touchdown, a Todd Tashula four-yard pass. Earlier, Richard had hit Bruce Harper for 72 yards, so he's got two touchdown passes on the day. Scott Dierking ran one in from 1 yard out in the third quarter for the Jets. Woody Bennett from 1 yard in the second quarter with the extra point missed in that one. Tony Nathan ran for 20, or rather, struck to Nathan pass for 20 yards in the first quarter, put Miami on the board first. They added to their touchdown total with a 14-0 lead when Larry Zonka went in from 3 yards out. But in the fourth quarter now, it's the Jets 27, the Miami Dolphins 17. The Packers play the Lions a little later this afternoon. In college football, in the Garden State Bowl at East Rutherford, New Jersey, Temple ran off to a 21-0 lead in the first quarter. California scored a touchdown in the second quarter, and now in that second quarter, it's 21-7, Temple leading California. In the NCAA, that is the NCAA 1AA championship game, after one quarter of play, Eastern Kentucky leads Lehigh by a score of 7-0. And in college basketball, this afternoon, Old Dominion at halftime romping over Georgia Southern by a score of 57-24. The United States holds a 2-0 lead in the Davis Cup tennis finals in San Francisco. Stan Smith and Bob Lutz could give the U.S. the title again with a doubles victory win over Italy this afternoon. Jack Donnegan on the sports line.
I think Jack is having a bad day. He had real problems on that one. Almost as bad as me doing the forecast. Sunny and windy and kind of warm for December, the upper 40s this afternoon if we're lucky. And tonight, mostly cloudy and windy, and then a chance for rain changing to snow. Low in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow should be cloudy and windy and high near 30 with tomorrow night. It's a good night to stay in with your Finkel flannels on. A high, a low tomorrow of 5 to 10 degrees above zero. And then Monday should be mostly sunny, still cold, and a low near 30. 37 degrees and sunny at last report, and busy here at the mall at Ellis Airs North for Wobble Penny Pitch 1979. Have fine helpers from the First American 4-H Theater, which Jerry Hoffman helps them put on a show every year, and they're out here helping out. I think we out there where
I put my list.
I always misplace things. Telly Nakos, Nakos, is that, how do you pronounce that, Telly?
Yeah.
Nakos, is that right?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough for some wasp. he gets the award for fine dresser of the day. Him and Janice Furtner, our resident Furtner. You're looking pretty fine yourself. That's a nice blouse.
Thank you.
And the rest is nice, too. And also out there, we have Laura Shoemaker. And who else do we have there? Uh-oh, Alan Harrell's here. Shut everything down. The show's over. Alan Harrell just arrived. And Frank, right? Frank Montel. I'll talk about this one later, Alan. What is this, a petrified meatball you just handed me? This is really strange. Well, we'll talk about that one later. Another jingle bell. Oh, this is a prehistoric jingle bell we have here.
No?
No?
It's the one only original jingle bell rock.
Oh! That's right out of the Rob Wants to Be joke book, I have you know. I think Bob Sievers is on the line. Maybe he can save the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Sievers broadcasting from the grand opening of the new GTE Phone Mart in Southtown Mall. Now, some of the models, first of all, they have the French style. The decorators, they are called. They come in Mediterranean, brocade, antique, white, and Grecian. Then there is the chest phone. It comes in a box. And when the box is closed, you don't even know it's a phone. It's an artificial leather, carved polywood, onyx type, carved top, and this phone is leased. Now here is the style line. The style line comes in 16 different beautiful colors. This phone is leased. The standard desk phone, different colors, face mats, and it is leased. Then there's the candlestick. This is the model you all know from the 1920s. You've seen them in old movies. It comes in red, white, or black, or stars and stripes. And the wall or desk compact phone in various colors. And, of course, Snoopy is right here. We're talking to Snoopy now. Come out, friends, to the new GTE Phone Mart in Southtown Mall and see them all.
Oh, thank you. Onward. We're still trying to get over the Jingle Bell Rock pun here. Well, anyway, live from Ellis Airs North for Wobble Penny Pitch 79. Rob Westerby's show in full swing here, or at least in half swing. Somebody's going to start swinging any second. Tuesday night, the Indiana Hoosiers take on the Toledo Rockets in Indianapolis. You can hear all the play-by-play action. Rock cheer in Wobble starting at 7:45. Great place to be for sports. Los Bravos music here.
Until Christmas.
Hey, love that. 1966, one of my favorite records. Black is Black, which I think is suiting.
I'm wearing a black T-shirt and a black shirt.
And a black hood over my head. They're about to execute me.
If you're looking for a Christmas gift idea with a special ring to it, this Saturday is the time to shop at any of the GTE Phone Mart locations. 303 East Berry, Georgetown, Glenbrook, Westland, and the new store in Southtown Mall. From 1 till 5 p.m., each store will have refreshments, gifts, and balloons. And at the Southtown store, Bob Seavers will be broadcasting from 2 till 5 p.m. Plan to visit a GTE Phone Mart this Saturday, 1 till 5 p.m., to join in the celebration and shop for a gift that will be appreciated all year long. A telephone with a special ring to it.
Oh, speaking of special rings, WoWo salutes all the WoWo people in Randolph County, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
WOWO Fort Wayne. Group W Westinghouse broadcasting at the sound of the sleigh bells, 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon. It's 38 degrees in Fort Wayne. This afternoon's outlook sunny, windy, and much warmer with a high in the upper 40s. I'm Juanita Hayes with the 3 o'clock WoWo News. The deposed and ailing Shah of Iran has a new home now. He flew today...